99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Liberty DeVito, former Billy Joel drummer and new best friend of the program on the show. Good morning.
Liberty!
I'm back again.
You're back.
You know, it's funny. You guys are just playing AC/DC. Now, I have a problem with kids today. Now, music like that, when you used to get up in the morning, you put your stereo on at volume 10, and that's how you woke up when I was a kid.
Right.
You know, it was like, I want to energize my day. Today, kids, music is background music to young kids, it seems like.
Do
they listen to music anymore?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
You're right about that one. Yeah. It's loud.
We'll have to ask
it's loud.
One.
It's different. Are you on a speakerphone?
I am not. I have these in-ear things going on. Is it okay?
It sounds a little like you're in a echo chamber.
Oh, do you want me to change it?
Yeah, can we?
I can do whatever you want.
Yeah, the audio quality would be better.
All right. Let's just go to iPhone now.
Oh,
can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Look
at
you.
Way better.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's better, huh?
So since I decided that we're going to have you on multiple times to cover your career,
right?
I haven't told you this yet. But surprise.
No, you haven't.
But I wanted to start with the beginning with Turnstiles. It was your first album with Billy Joel. How did that come about?
Well, I had a band called Topper, and Russell Javers and Doug Stegmaier and Howard Emerson, and Doug Stegmaier was called to do Billy Joel's tour, the Streetlife Serenade tour. And while on that tour, Billy said he wanted to move back to New York because he was living in California at the time. He was using studio musicians to record his albums. And,
hey, Liberty, remember when I said that this was better?
It's not better.
You have an iPhone 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you put it on speaker?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hold on.
All right.
It's like being a technician in the booth.
Yep.
I like what it is.
Everyone's speaking up.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow.
I'm Phil Ramone, by the way.
Yes. Feel free to yell at him.
Phil as in F-I-L-O.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so you guys had a hot band going, right?
Hot band going. Doug Stegmaier gets the call, does the tour with Billy. On that tour, Billy says, I'm moving back to New York. I want the same band to record with me and go on the road. And and then he said, I want a New York style drummer, which meant be an aggressive drummer.
Yes.
So, I had known Billy from my old days at my house on Long Island. We played in two different bands. We played on the same night. And Doug said, you know the guy. So when I got the gig, got in the studio with Billy to record Turnstiles. And we're listening back. It was just the three of us. We're listening back to tracks. And Billy said, we could use some guitar on this. And me and Doug said, well, we know guitar players. So that's how Russell and Howard got in the band. And then so Topper became the Billy Joel band.
That's
with
great.
The inclusion of, with the inclusion of Richie Cannata.
Yeah.
On sax. Yeah.
Love Richie. Turnstiles, what's interesting, AJ, is that they recorded this album. And Billy didn't like it, so he threw it out, basically.
Oh.
And wasn't Elton John's drummer the original drummer? And
Nigel Olsen?
The album he threw out was Jim Gersio, who produced Chicago and owned Caribou Ranch out in Colorado. He was producing the album with Nigel and Dee Murray playing with Billy. And, he hated it. He threw it in the trash and then came out to Long Island, and that's when we did it.
And so on that album is New York State of Mind, Prelude, An Angry Young Man.
Yes.
Say Goodbye to Hollywood, Miami, 2017.
Are you reading this or do you remember it?
Yes.
I did a little research on it.
Did a lot of research.
Last night.
Yep.
But those four songs now are considered classics. When the album came out, I mean, New York State of Mind, of course, and Prelude and Angry Young Man got rock radio play. Say Goodbye to Hollywood, Miami 2017, didn't really make an impact until you re-recorded them.
Yeah.
Right on the Songs in the Attic. Right?
Yeah. So the album Turnstiles gets to like 120 on the Billboard charts, right? Which is good,
yeah,
but not great. And Columbia Records says, I don't know. You do that again, we're going to drop you.
Oh,
exactly.
Harsh words.
Yeah. And so you guys all knew that, right? Everybody in the band knows, like, wow, we better have a good album next time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, you know, that the band, we had just come in and we considered ourselves fortunate that we just made an album that was on a label.
Right.
You know, Billy had that little cult following because of Piano Man.
Right.
And so I could, when I think back now, I can see the sweat coming from his brow that this was going to be it. But for us, as far as being involved, like, oh my God, we're not going to make it. You know, it's like, well, we haven't yet.
Yeah.
So, right. You know.
All right.
We're on an album. Yay.
Right.
Billy's sweating bullets. You guys are like, we made an album. Yay.
Yeah.
Right. We made it out. I heard it on the radio yesterday.
I called my mom.
Liberty DeVito's on. When's the first? Do you remember the first time you heard yourself on the radio?
I do. It was with another artist, Richie Super, and we did an album called Super's Jamboree on Paramount, and it was on a local Long Island station. And Richie Super actually went on to play with Aerosmith, and he wrote "Amazing," and he wrote a bunch of songs.
Pink.
He wrote,
wow.
You know,
okay,
Yeah, it was the first time. I can remember when I got jaded, too, because when I first heard the records, I used to pull the car over, and or if I made it to my destination, I would sit in the car until the song was over.
Of course.
Now, if I make it to the destination and the song is only halfway through, I'll turn it off and go inside.
You've heard yourself enough on the radio.
Yeah.
Liberty DeVito, former Billy Joel drummer, is on. We're going to talk to him about how George Martin almost produced Billy Joel's next album. We're talking about the Stranger album. So he records Turnstiles with Billy. It's the first album that he records with Billy Joel. And it didn't sell great. And Columbia Records says, well, you do that again, you won't have a record deal.
Oh.
So Billy's feeling pressure. And he is looking for a good producer. And he speaks to George Martin, who produced all of the Beatles music, so
yeah, they can't
not,
know.
Not
yeah.
A bad producer.
No.
And then what happened with that, Billy? Liberty.
Well,
it'd be funny if Billy was
one.
On the phone right now.
All of a sudden he starts talking.
Really,
oh my God,
funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking to Liberty. I'm on the phone now. And, well, George Martin came to the show to see us play on the Turnstiles tour. Billy met with him after the show. We're all waiting in the dressing room. We're all excited because this is the Beatles producer. You know, like, this is going to be great. It's going to be, you're going to get a number one. It's going to be unbelievable, right? Billy comes back after his meeting, and we say, so what happened? What happened? He loved us, right? George Martin wants to produce me. That's what Billy says.
Right.
We're like, great. He says, but he wants to use studio guys. He doesn't want to use the band.
Ooh.
What? You know? So we said, what did you say? He said, I told him, love me, love my band. And I turned him down. We were like, first of all, we were kind of shocked. And then all of a sudden we were like, he's no good anyway. What's he done since the Beatles? He ruined Jeff Beck.
Yeah, he's crap anyway.
He recorded America, big deal. He recorded America after the hits. You know, so, you know, and then that brought us to Phil Ramone, which was a blessing, actually, you know, because Phil was one of us, you know, New York guy, just Uncle Phil, we called him. He was so good to us.
Now, if you bought the Stranger album and saw the inner sleeve, the picture of the band in the Italian restaurant with the guy, the older guy with the New York Yankee shirt on,
right?
That's Phil Ramone. Okay, so can you imagine if George Martin produced The Stranger? That album would not have the New York vibe that
it
has.
No, not.
The reason why that album is so good is because it just drips with New York.
It's all New York.
It's all New York.
Yep.
New York band, New York producer.
Right.
The whole damn thing.
The whole damn thing.
Can you imagine scenes from Italian restaurant with George Martin produced it?
Yeah.
You know, George did say to me it was the biggest mistake he ever made.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think it just worked out for the best.
It did.
How long did it take you to record that album?
Oh, gee. We started in the summer at some point. I would say it took about 3 weeks a month to record the...
3 weeks.
That's not bad.
Well,
Not bad. 3 weeks for a masterpiece that will live for hundreds of years.
Exactly.
Now, wait a minute now. Innocent Man, which is also another one of Billy's great albums, that took 2 weeks to record the basic tracks.
Wow. There's something to that, I mean, right? If it comes together fast, that tells you something, right? If the chemistry is there.
Well, the bridge, the Nylon Curtain took a year to record.
That's tough.
And, you know, that one didn't sell like the other ones did.
So The Stranger has Moving Out. I'm going to go through the tracks now in order. Moving Out, The Stranger, Just the Way You Are, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, Side 2, Vienna, Only the Good Die Young, She's Always a Woman to Me, Get It Right the First Time, Everybody Has a Dream. And by the way, Get It Right the First Time, Everybody Has a Dream, great songs. They're on an album with so many other great songs.
That overshadowed it.
Yeah.
Right. Scenes from a Thai Restaurant seems to be the one that's played all the time.
So that was three different songs stitched together.
Yeah.
The Brenda and Annie part, the Scenes from a Thai Restaurant, them talking across the table, and then the prelude, the beginning thing. You know, that thing.
That part.
Would you take each song one at a time and then tackle it, finish it, or would you work on two or three songs at the same time?
Well, the thing is that we were actually on the Turnstiles tour, we were playing Brenda and Eddie, the Brenda and Eddie part. And every time we'd go to soundcheck, he would have something new. So by the time Phil Ramone heard us, we were playing the whole song already. And so when we went in the studio, we just played the whole song down from the beginning to end.
The orchestra, was that Phil Ramone's idea? Because that kind of ties the three pieces together as one.
Yeah, the accordion, the orchestra. You know, the accordion's very Italian and, you know, seen from an Italian restaurant. You know, so you had this Jewish kid that really wished he was in an Italian restaurant.
He had reservations, yes.
The first version of Moving Out, you noticed something about it.
I did. We were sitting in his living room, and he said, I'm going to play you this tune. And he started to play it, and it went, Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for someday. I said, Schmuck, that's Laughter in the Rain by Neil Sedaka.
Whoops. Oh, my God, it is.
He's like, wait a minute. I thought I heard that somewhere before.
No.
It sounded familiar.
That's Neil Sedaka.
But that was our relationship, me and Billy. He would call me up and sing me stuff over the phone, and I would say, he had a song. He's got a song called Getting Closer. It's on the Bridge album. And it was originally called That Ain't You, Man, and it was about you seeing your own funeral. You know, I was like, that sucks. You know? And he says, I knew you were going to say that. And he goes back and writes Getting Closer instead.
Wow.
See?
Well, he needed that, right?
Right.
Every songwriter needs an honest answer. Yeah. But also, Only the Good Die Young, that started out as a much different song.
No, it was a reggae tune.
God,
We were in... somewhere in
Nassau,
Tennessee, somewhere.
Oh.
and he came running with a guitar. Richie Cannata came running down the hall, and he said, "You got to hear the song that Billy just wrote." And Billy played it on the guitar like a reggae tune. We got in the studio and tried it like a reggae tune, and I was like, "This is terrible." You know, I mean, the closest you ever came to Jamaica, Billy, was the Jamaica Long Island Railroad Station. Jamaica Queens.
Yeah, Jamaica Queens, for God's sake, totally different.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny how those songs, somebody said to me once, were you like McCartney and Lennon? And I said, no, I tend to think we were more like Laurel and Hardy. You know, we were that kind of team, you know. I said it sucked.
I think that movie, Hired Gun, you said something like, if Billy Joel's the father of these songs, I was at least the uncle.
Right. Yeah, right. That's how it felt. Like, you know, when he would call and you know, Stormfront was another one. He had this the first verse about going out on a boat, and it was great and lovely. And I told him, I said, you know, it's really cool that it's about a boat, but maybe you could make the boat a woman, so it seems like you're going to go and step out of your relationship. And the next verse has, I got a woman, my life should be easy, you know. So yeah. It's like,
that's great.
We swapped ideas like that, you know.
Liberty DeVito is on, former Billy Joel drummer, and we just got into the second album that he played with Billy Joel, The Stranger. It was number two for 6 weeks.
Nice.
On the Billboard Top 200. And what was the album that kept you out of number one, Liberty?
Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It hurts.
Two different levels of music. Ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh. And they would say, you ugh.
Know, yeah.
That, to me, dates the album. Like, it's like, when you hear the songs on the radio, you don't think of the age of the Stranger album. But when you say, yeah, Saturday Night Fever kept us out of number one, it's like, wow, that was a long time ago.
Oh, you know what? That's a great way to look at it, because the music on The Stranger is timeless. Like, you can listen to it today.
Right. Yeah.
It's just as fresh. But when you listen to that, it's so dated.
Yes. Polyester white suits. Yep.
Yeah.
It's so disco.
Very.
So disco.
Right. It's so disco. The ball and everything.
Just the Way You Are was the breakout hit, and that almost didn't make the album. You changed the drum beat on it. Billy wanted cocktail drums, and you said, I don't play cocktail drums for anyone.
It's another song that we're doing live on the Turnstiles tour, along with Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. We were doing it live, and we were playing it more like Stevie Wonder's You Are the Sunshine of My Life, you know, that one. Kind of that kind of feel.
Yeah.
And back then, the comparison was really strong between Billy Joel and Elton John. So we couldn't do that. It was the same beat, drum beat as Daniel, you know, is that kind of halftime thing. So we had to think of something different. And I'm standing in the studio, and I took out a brush and a stick and went back to my wedding days of the brush and stick thing, but did not want to play a cocktail beat. And, kind of tuned in with the acoustic guitars there, the same kind of sound that the acoustic guitars were having. And then between me and Phil Ramone, came up with that little skip beat in between the lines of the song when he sings it. And it did win Record of the Year for the Grammy that year. And we're all involved in that when it wins that. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, it almost didn't make it on the record.
That album, for an album,
for
Columbia Records saying, you know, if you guys don't produce, we're going to drop you. And then you guys come out with an album that becomes Columbia Records' biggest selling album of all time, sells over 10 million copies. That's a response.
Right. Timeless classic.
Did they apologize?
Yeah.
We're sorry.
We got to have you back, because I want to talk about when you played it on Saturday Night Live. That was the original crew, right? John Belushi?
Yes.
Dan Aykroyd?
Yes. Wow.
Who was hosting?
Chevy Chase came back.
Oh.
It was Bill Murray, Chevy Chase.
Original crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody.
Holy crap.
All inclusive.
All right, so that's where we'll pick up next. Liberty is playing with his band Slim Kings at Triad in Manhattan this Saturday.
Nice.
We're going to link up at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.